Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
My name is Jen Simmons, and last year's DrupalCon was my first one in DC. I knew a lot of people there and friends and went and hung out, but didn't really know anyone in the community, and got very excited about participating in Drupal and the Drupal community, and went home with a newfound sense of I love Drupal, probably mostly because of the usability movement around Drupal 7. So now here I am back at DrupalCon San Francisco, which has been really great. And suddenly I know a lot more people. It's been fun, really fun.
Well, talk about, you did a core development summit presentation. You did a couple other presentations. So first, maybe go into you went to the core development summit with a presentation about, usability guidelines. Or maybe talk about what was it that you were kind of proposing there?
Yeah, well, interestingly, in order to go to the core development summit, everyone submitted slides to say, hey, I could present on this. And I was surprised but honored to have my slides chosen. And I just was like, okay, what would I say? And I picked one of the things that bothered me the most about Drupal when I first started using Drupal 2.5 years ago and struggled so much. And that was just, I could not understand why the buttons were in different places. Especially flipping through one page to another page to another page, configuring things, why those configuration pages were so different from each other. So at the summit, I talked about buttons, and I talked about the form when you create human-readable name and a machine-readable name as two examples of how it would be great if contrib module developers begin, because people have already, very much so, but get even more strict about making sure that elements are in the same place, or making sure that the buttons are in the right place, or the way that, now with vertical tabs, vertical tabs could be very awesome. They also could be really crazy, messy, crazy, vertical tab crazy. So, and there's a lot of people working on talking about that, and how can we, especially as modules get ported to Drupal 7, think again about how contrib affects the usability of Drupal as the whole website, not just the core part of the website.
And maybe talk a bit about the Bardic theme that you have. You've been working on sort of a new default theme, potentially, for Drupal 7 at this point. It's not committed yet, but there's still time for stuff like that to potentially get in. So maybe talk about that process of, how that happened and where that's at now.
Yeah, well, I'm a designer as well as a front-end developer and a site builder. And I built a lot of sites in Blogger years ago and in WordPress. I've done a lot of themes for WordPress and starting to do more and more themes for Drupal. And so after the conference, I just felt like I really wanted to contribute something to Drupal. And I think we've all had ideas about the themes that were in Drupal 6 and Drupal 5. I used Garland for the first theme I ever built for Drupal by hacking Garland, and then realized that it was a really bad idea. And I threw out the theme and started over before we launched the project. But I think it was on IRC somewhere that I saw a note that, interest in the Drupal community having people contribute themes for core. And then John Albin kind of recruited me at one point again on IRC and just said, hey, it'd be really great if you did something. So I think I was just nudged enough to say, oh, okay, me? Okay. So I started designing a theme and thinking of all the clients that I've had in the past and all the times I've worked with a content management system in the past and just built something that hopefully will be very useful and very flexible, but yet also quite visually stunning or something, really make people happy about the aesthetics. So it's mostly done. There's definitely some work to do to work out a few details or bugs, or not really bugs, but just details of things that haven't been finished yet. But I definitely want it to go into Drupal 7, and I feel like it's up to people who've been working on it. There's been a great number of people working on it, helping out, for us all just to push it over the edge, get it done, get it into core, and perhaps even be the new default theme.
And so what's that process been like for, you've usually been presumably a designer working, in isolation, but now you're sort of creating things that are trying to integrate into, a larger community. And so what's that been like to sort of have that back and forth and feedback?
I think there have been some weeks where it was totally awesome and the feedback was amazing and I was just honored and excited and like, wow. And then there were other weeks where I just was so mad, like, because I was getting all sorts of feedback that was just nitpicky and annoying and like, let's talk about the look of the blocks. I don't want to hear about the number of tabs that are in the spaces and the... And then what I think I've learned through that whole process is to just not worry about it and keep going, to stay focused on the vision of the final product and to take in as much feedback as I can and to get other people involved and other people excited as much as I can and not really worry about any of the rest of it.
So yeah, since over the past year, you've been getting more involved in the Drupal community and actually got chosen to be one of the Lullabot trainers to start teaching theming as, going on to different on-site trainings and stuff. And you also are presenting here at DrupalCon on CSS 3. So what are some of the big things that you're trying to communicate about what themers and designers should know about CSS 3?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk in the last couple of years about Drupal and the desire to have better design in Drupal, and it's been fun to see more and more designers and front-end developers show up and get excited for us to meet each other. I went to DrupalCon Boston last year and met a lot of people there. So when I was thinking of what to present here, I thought, well, I would love to talk about CSS3 because I find it very exciting. There's several things that are all happening at the same time. CSS3 is rolling out, HTML5 is on the horizon, Drupal 7 is coming out, and the video tag makes me very excited because I've been very involved in video to be able to embed video straight on the page. A lot of things happening in JavaScript. So I just feel like, you know, the whole Web 2.0 that happened several years ago where we went from flat pages to more dynamic websites where people sign in and do things that we're about to see, you know, in 2011, really, we're going to see a whole another resurgence of new ideas happening on the web. And CSS3 is a big part of that. So I talked about CSS3 and showed people, I think, 9 attributes to things to do in CSS3, as well as talked a lot about how to implement it today, even though not all the browsers support it. That you absolutely can go ahead and start writing CSS3 things in your style sheets because the older browsers just ignore them. They don't freak out, they don't break, they just ignore them. So it's really about thinking about, you know, how can I design the site so that, oh, the corners will be square in these browsers and they'll be round in these browsers, or this object will be transparent in CSS3 browsers, but it will be solid in browsers that don't recognize CSS3. There's a lot of CSS3 in Drupal 7, in the 7 theme, the administration theme, and also in the Bardic theme that I've been working on. It's been great that the Drupal community has felt like, yeah, let's go ahead and just use it like crazy and get it onto websites. And if you look at Bardic in one browser, it looks a certain way. If you look at it in another browser, it looks a bit different. But it looks good in both browsers. And meanwhile, in the browsers that do support CSS3, there's some really nice details and some really beautiful elements that can just, I don't know, it's cool. It's so much faster to do things like rounded corners in CSS3. It takes 2 seconds instead of, you know, 5 hours to implement rounded corners. So it just makes it possible to do a lot of stuff that you could do without using CSS3, but you'd have to have the hours to be able to do it.
And finally, maybe talk about, you know, in the recent trend in the Drupal community is to have more themers and designers meeting together and talking and sort of planning and connecting. So maybe what are some of the things that you've been connecting with and talking about with some of the other themers and designers here at DrupalCon?
There's been a lot of movement in the Drupal community, the themer designer community, to clean up the HTML and make it a lot better. And a lot of things have happened that are pretty exciting. I am in love with the semantic views module that gives us the tools to just quickly point what HTML elements you want on specific things that views is going to output, which makes creating clean markup easier. Some people are very strict about their markup. I'm not quite as strict because I've typically have built sites for clients that don't have big budgets and I just don't have time to get too picky. But that's one thing, is there's been a lot of discussion about HTML, how to make it a lot better. And all the usability stuff, just tons and tons of usability improvements. So we'll see. I hope with Drupal 7 coming out, there'll be maybe next year a big movement to create free, available, open source themes for Drupal that will end up on Drupal.org. I love the fact that Drupal.org rearranged the order of the way the themes are listed. They used to be listed alphabetically, so there was a lot of like, A. Oh, no, my theme has a number. And now instead they're in the order of popularity. So the most popular are listed first and on down. So the ones that have the kind of the highest quality or people like the most or somehow speak to people when they're looking for a theme rise to the top. It becomes a lot easier to find good themes on Drupal.org. Because people would say, oh, there are no themes for Drupal. But that's not true. There were themes. They just, you had to flip through 36 pages of things that maybe you didn't really like to find the one that you really did. And now I think it's going to be a lot easier to find good themes.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Thanks.